I think it's not surprising that we have this ruling. It's something that was really indicated after the initial ruling that the court would still sit down and come up with the actual cost that Malawi Electoral Commission should pay to these two individuals. Maybe the only difference is that the context is one that has changed, where now Chilima and Jakwera are now in the government, and like the time when they were in the opposition. So maybe in terms of now how maybe the public is really looking at the issue, I think it looked negatively in terms of that it's the taxpayer who have to pay on the mistakes that were made by individual commissioners of Malawi Electoral Commission.
Exactly so, because I'm looking at it, the Malawi Elections Commission is a government institution. So if the court says this, is the government punishing itself?
Exactly. Basically, that's how one would look at it. At the very same time, you'd also want to look at that from the angle that the Chakwera and Chilima, who had actually petitioned the court in their individual capacities as leaders of the opposition, were satisfied with the election. So you wouldn't actually deny them the right to actually access the money that they spent, actually following the court charges that they've just made to make. So from the legal point of view, there is completely nothing wrong. The only difference is maybe the context. But however, this issue raises maybe an area of debate in terms of the law reform. Maybe currently there's a discussion that maybe those that have made, those public servants that have made decisions that have no clear basis by taking the legal path, maybe they should now start paying personally the cost that the court may charge them, rather than the public institution itself being the one paid. So that's maybe an area that is currently people are beginning to debate on, looking at the current situation, which definitely who has a big burden on the taxpayer, who definitely did not participate in the decision that the Malawi Electoral Commission had made.
On the other hand, it would be good to look at whether when President Mutharika made a legal challenge, whether he was doing so as president of Malawi or as a leader of the Democratic Progressive Party, the ruling party at the time.
Yes, so for Mutharika, it was basically as the ruling party for DPP. So he was actually doing that in that individual capacity, not as the president of Malawi.
So what message do you think this is sending?
I think the clear message that is basically sending is that I think public officers, public institutions need to be very careful in the way they discharge their mandate, especially when they're making critical decisions around whether to go for a court litigation over an issue. Because looking at the background where we're coming from, the law says that the Malawi Electoral Commission was not supposed to appeal compared to Mutharika, who really was supposed to do that. And the court actually even confirmed in the Supreme Court that the Malawi Electoral Commission was not supposed to take that, because it was being seen as a neutral referee. It was not supposed to be now being involved in the case. So I think it's a question around now that I think as a country we need to begin looking at these matters seriously, maybe beginning holding individual public officers on decisions that they make that have a greater bearing on the larger public in terms of now bearing the cost of the court.